the Better Living Health Food Store located at 1706 Highway 70 West in Camden. Their hours of operation are Sunday from 12 until 5, Monday through Thursday from 10 until 6, and Friday from 9 until 1. We're providing life-changing natural health information that will enable you to have more energy and a greater degree of health and wellness. Now, here's your host, Peter Lewis.
Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, listeners. Today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Joel Furman. We'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program, Dr. Furman.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
All right, wonderful. Dr. Furman, tell us a little bit about yourself there, Dr. Furman, how you've been helping people, educating the world. Before we go into our topic for today, diet addiction, why dieting fails. Yeah. This sounds like you've been doing a wonderful job. I believe that you've written quite a few books. What's your latest book that you've written, Dr. Furman?
Fast Food Genocide.
Dieting. Well, these days there is quite a few diets, and perhaps the most popular one now is the keto diet. It seems like I hear a lot about that one. Would you tell us a little bit about that keto diet? Certainly, the folks in this part of the country think keto diet is the best thing on the planet.
Well,
What I'm saying right now is it seems like the most popular diets for people that want to eat these diets high in animal products or cut out the fruits and vegetables always are very, very dangerous. And whether they have temporary benefits to make you lose weight or not, or to even have your glucose or triglycerides look better, it's still tricking people. It's still a dangerous fad, and they're still not recommended by the vast majority of nutritional scientists in the world today. Actually determined, studied, and proven those diets to be exceedingly dangerous.
Wow. That is amazing. Okay, so that's one diet. So what are some of the other diets that are, maybe we don't need to go into various diets. Why are dieting ineffective?
Well, what we have to, we don't have to know about all the different crazy diets out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Of the anti-cancer benefits, like G-bomb. G-bombs, which stands for green vegetables, greens, and beans. For the B, it's G-B-O-M-B-S. Greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. Mm-hmm. That acronym identifies the foods with the most powerful anti-cancer effect. So when we put together what I call a vegetarian diet, we include the full portfolio of foods that have maximal protection heart disease, strokes, and cancer. So, so it's essentially a longevity diet. And my book, The End of Dieting, makes the point and shows the conclusive evidence that if you don't, whatever you do temporarily, there's no benefit. It's only what you do long term.
Yeah.
Dieting for a period of time, unless you're going to stick with it, that same diet is not going to result in permanent weight loss. So if you're going to stick on a diet permanently, we should make changes that are going to make you live longer, protect your brain against dementia, and protect your health. So we incorporate, so the changes we make in a person's diet are meant to be made permanently, not temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
If we throw out the word diet, we think of eating for health, eating for longevity, health, and anti-cancer effects. And so we teach people how to incorporate the food portfolio of anti-cancer foods in their diet, which increases the micronutrient density of their diet per calorie. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's true.
They come to my retreat and they can stay there for a few months and do that, and they can learn how to cook the no longer find it difficult to stay in a healthy way.
So at your retreat, they learn a new way of living that they can live by for the rest of their life, not just a temporary dietary change.
That's exactly what you just said is true. People go to these health retreats or health farms or healthy vacations. They go for a week or two, they drop some weight, they come back home, and they gain all the weight back.
Right.
£50 in 6 weeks.
That's excellent.
£50 in 6 weeks. And then when she was appraised, and it's like she must have, had a lot of water weight.
Yeah. And she could enjoy living and eating healthfully and keeping the weight off, which is excellent when you learn a new way of living.
That's now, exactly right, because that's what people have to recognize in their head, that dieting is no benefit unless you keep the weight off, and that losing weight and gaining back again is dangerous, because the rapid regain of weight damages you, hurts your heart, and causes more saturation.
Where is this retreat located?
It's north. It's a little north of San Diego, right outside of Rancho Santa Fe. It's the greatest place for it, because it's like nice temperatures all year round. It doesn't get too hot in the summertime. It doesn't get too cold in the wintertime. And it's just a beautiful place with, just a right, nice place for people to go. The sand volleyball court, and the golf course, and hiking, and biking, and a gym, and I have, therapists.
Absolutely. That is wonderful. So in the book, Addiction, Why Dieting Does Not Work, or Why Dieting Fail, in that book...
No, the book is called The End of Dieting.
The End of Dieting. So The End of Dieting transitions into a healthy lifestyle, choosing healthy foods, right? Okay, so a raw green...
salad with a soup and a piece of fruit for lunch. And our whole population ate a healthy lunch, a healthy
just in switching that lunch meal. So this is the Nutritarian diet. Would you explain what exactly is a Nutritarian diet for our listeners? Would a person that's a diabetic benefit from a diet like this here, a Nutritarian diet? So it's very beneficial for diabetics. What about for folks with terrible inflammatory conditions, arthritis, and so on? Adapting this diet, would they see some benefits as well? So when you talk about Nutritarian diet, this is beyond vegetarian diet. You're focusing on nutrient rich, nutrient dense food. Am I correct? So in the book that we're considering Are there recipes in the books?
The End of Dieting.
The End of Dieting. Is there recipes in the book?
Yes, all my books have about 50 recipes in it. Some have four, but yes, the book has really great recipes in it.
Mm-hmm. So.
And plus the fact that I have 1,500 recipes on my website.
I did not hear that.
I have 1,500 recipes on my website, drbrunson.com.
Wow, 1,500. Wow.
And the members of the website rate the recipes and give it stars so the person can see which recipes have the highest ratings. You know, I don't think they can say, oh, that's probably going to be good because everybody loved that recipe.
Okay. So people can actually go to your website and check out those recipes and begin to implement them in their dietary regime at home. Okay.
You know, my staff is always designing and making new recipes, but we have so many recipes. I said to my wife this, I said, we don't even need new recipes. We have so many great recipes. How can people deal with more than with so many recipes? What do they need more for? And she was laughing and said, people like new recipes. They just like it.
So
that's part of my job is to create, and my staff always taking and showing people new ways to make food taste great, you know.
Wow, that is awesome. That is great. Now, how can they obtain a copy of the book we're talking about, The End of Dieting?
Oh, my books are available anywhere, you know.
Anywhere.
Amazon, any bookstore, at my website. If you go to drfirman.com, the books are signed, but if you buy them on Amazon, they're not signed. I think about the same price, but I'm not even sure. But in any case, they can buy them anywhere.
Okay, they can buy the book anywhere. And the one we're featuring right now is The End of Dieting, Why Dieting Don't Work or It Fails. While it may promise some benefit up front, but in the long run, we have a reversal situation that occur.
Exactly.
Mm. Now, Dr. Firman, if you would consider... in these last remarks, those people are listening and wondering, so in a simplified way, how can I change my diet? What can I eat to begin to move towards a healthier diet? What would you say to that? Right.
Eating big dinners and going to sleep full is not good for your health. You want to eat late at night.
Right.
And if we're eating lighter for breakfast and lighter for dinner, we want to eat a nice full meal that sustains us for lunch. And if you have a big salad with a nut and seed-based dressing with it, instead of using oil, we usually grind the nuts with the vinegar and the flavorings. Like they make a great orange cashew sesame dressing. They make a great Russian fig with a thick vinegar or balsamic dressing with almonds and sunflower seeds.
That's great. That's excellent. So that's the End of Dieting. You can get that book on Amazon as well as from Dr. Firman's website. drfurman.com, and you can obtain a copy of the book so you can learn how to change, how to revolutionize your dietary regime to prevent the degenerative diseases that is common among people today. Thank you very much, Dr. Furman, for joining us, and we will be speaking again in the near future. And listeners, we do appreciate you joining us. Tell a friend and tune in next week at this same time. God bless. Thank you very much, Dr. Furman.
Terrific. Thank you, Peter. That was great.
That was wonderful. I've got to tune in and get some of those recipes.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye.